It is 7:41, Friday morning. You know what that means. It is time for the Hope Sports Roundtable, and we'll turn it over to the guys right now. Ron Weatherby, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Brent, and good morning, Holland, and good morning, football fans. As you get ready for this big MIAA game this tomorrow, and it's tomorrow night rather than tomorrow afternoon, as the Flying Dutchman will take on the Hornets from Kalamazoo. And, Coach, the wooden shoe battle, and this is it. You kind of look forward to this one, maybe not any more than some other ones, but you look forward to this one.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge rivalry, you know, with the Dutch Heritage here and in Kalamazoo and the wooden shoe rivalry now. I think it's 53-33-6 all time. We've won the last 17 in a row. So, you know, at some point in this rivalry, Kalamazoo must have had a little role on the shoes as well. So our guys know we have to take care of business tomorrow night. It's going to be a great environment, nighttime, fireworks after the game. But most important, we've got to take care of the Hornets.
Well, you look at this on paper, and this is going to be a very close ball game. Both teams are tied out here while we're a half game ahead of Kalamazoo, with only one loss in the conference. And so hopes of getting into that first-place competition as the season goes along. But this Hornet ball club is a little different than I expected. I kept hearing all the time about their offense this, their offense that. But I took a look at their defense, and they have 9 of their 11 starters back from last year. This has got to be a good defense.
Yeah, I mentioned this on Tuesday to our players. This is the most veteran team I've seen them put out, which tells me that Coach Jamie Zorbo is doing a nice job down there, retaining players, keeping them in the program. Their defense is good. We beat them 30-7 last year. Put their quarterback out of the game, and this Danzy, who's having a great year for him now at quarterback, is a kid who came in late last year.
Well, their quarterback of last year is the receiver this year, and he's been getting his hands on the ball that way rather than throwing the ball. He's going to be catching the ball. And he's a good athlete as well.
Yeah, they're throwing for close to 350 yards a game. I think it's going to be crucial that we control the ball, much like Alma tried to do against us last week. That was a weird ball game. Every stat just about pointed to Alma except the score, and that's the one that counts. So we'll take that and move on. This is just going to be an exciting atmosphere, I think, and it sounds like the weather's improved. It's going to stay dry, and we're looking for a great crowd.
And it's going to be exciting, Coach, and you're not going to want to talk about this, but you have the opportunity tomorrow night to become only the third coach in MIAA history to win 100 games, following, of course, Ray Smith, your predecessor at Hope College, and Alma's Jim Cole. And that is just an amazing accomplishment. You're already second behind Smith with 78 conference wins that you have to be proud of. I'm wondering, you know, your first win ever as a head coach at Hope College? Who was your first win against?
I honestly don't remember.
You don't remember that one?
I don't remember.
It was back in 1995, obviously, your first season. Hope 40, Aurora 6.
That does bring back some good memories, yeah. You know, the 100-win thing for me, it's nice, but really it's about 100th on the priority list for tomorrow. There's lots of reasons to win this game, and that's not one of the most important ones to me. Our players deserve this. They've worked hard, and, you know, the wooden shoes, just all of that goes
into it. Well, it comes at an awfully nice time, a very rare night game for Hope College. You're under the lights. You're playing your oldest MIAA opponent with a rivalry that dates back to 1910, mm-hmm. And I think you've said you've only lost once to Kalamazoo?
My first year as the head coach, we lost, I think it might have been 26-16, and then we've had the shoes the last 17 years.
Here's another stat I bet you. You know that you've defeated Kalamazoo 17 of the last 18 years, but you know when this rivalry started in 1910, Kalamazoo won 10 of the first 11, including that first contest. So we're still going at each other here.
Yeah, that's why I say they must have been on top at some point, because I know when I came, Ray had beaten them a number of years in a row, and my 9 years under him, and then the last 18 with me now. So just to be 20 games ahead in the rivalry, they must have had our number there for a little while.
Well, Coach, who'd you bring along as a guest today?
Well, I have one of my favorite players on the team today, one of my guys. I always refer to the offensive line as my guys, but Cal Livingway, starting right guard for us, number 78, been a two-year starter for us already, and he's just a junior. He's part of a line that will return all of the starters again next year. So they continue to develop. He's doing a great job for us, and he's one smart kid, too.
Well, how come you always bring these smart kids along out there? Where'd you find all these smart kids?
That's all I have to choose from at Hope. We have a lot of smart kids on the team.
Well, Cal, nice to have you with us this morning, and I usually don't talk about the linemen very much, except when they get a holding penalty or something like this, and then I get to mention their name. But other than for that, the linemen don't get mentioned. But they're doing a great job this year.
Yeah, we're doing really well. We're pleased at where we're at. We're pleased at how we've the camaraderie we've built and everything. So we're really happy with where we're at.
Vital statistics, height and weight.
Height and weight. In the program, 6'1".
Height and weight, we're honest here.
6'1.5", 290.
And where's that rank you in size on the line?
Weight-wise, I'm probably right there at the top. And then height, probably, I don't know, average.
You bench press how much?
385.
Holy mackerel, that's got to put you in first place. Who's here? I forgot who said 300, peaked out at 300. 385?
Yep, yep. I think I'm tied for first.
If Weatherby and I got a couple friends, we could get that much up together. That's really impressive. You work the weights.
Yep, yep. You know, started in high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
Dearborn High School.
And what sports did you play there?
I played football, track, and wrestling.
Heavyweight?
Yep, heavyweight.
What brought you to Hope?
Hope? Great academics, love the campus, the facilities and everything, just the tradition. And I want to play football for good ball club.
You met Coach Krebs and you still decided to come in?
And Coach Dean Krebs. He sold my parents.
Is that right? Yeah. He worked mom and dad.
My parents love Coach Krebs.
You're the first member of your family to come to Hope?
Yep, first member.
Okay, you're a football player, okay, a jock, so you're probably not into academics too much. What's your major?
Major public accounting. So.
And you're on what track for that?
It's a CPA track. It's a 150-credit-hour course. Normal accounting is 126 or something, so.
As Coach Krebs said, smart kids come to Hope. And when you get through that CPA track, you don't go on to additional school. Hope's got you ready and qualified to take that CPA exam,
yep,
right?
Yep. As soon as I complete my 150th credit hour, I can take the CPA exam.
That's great. And you're a junior this year? As Coach Krebs, you'll come back leading that that experience line next year, but I imagine you're thinking about Kalamazoo before that.
Yep. Kalamazoo's on our mind right now.
What's the most important thing you're thinking going into that game for Kalamazoo? What's your big takeaway from practice this week? What are you most concerned about in the game for tomorrow night?
We just need to do, you know, our base things. We need to do what we do. We need to be able to run the ball and run our plays effectively. You know, get Sean an open field, let him make plays, but we need to get him past the first level first. And that's the biggest thing.
When Sean Jackson was here, the fine tailback from Hope College, we asked him about his responsibility, and he said one of the first thing he said is, my success is due to my great offensive line.
Attaboy, Sean.
You're going to have to do the job of opening some holes for him this week. So
yep.
He can get on the board a few times.
Yeah, let's get him past 1,000 yards rushing.
Have a little rivalry there, I would think, between this defensive ball club from Kalamazoo with 9 guys back from last year. And you have to go against that type of a defense. You see a challenge there, I would think.
Yeah, from the film, we watch a lot of film. From the film we watch this week, they're really experienced. You know, a great defensive line. You know, could be the most experienced defensive line that we've seen all year. So, I mean, they're going to be a challenge. But, you know, if we do what we do best, you know, stick to our rules and fire off the ball, then, you know, we'll be good to go.
What's the hardest thing, pass protection or run blocking? What's the hardest thing for you to do?
Probably just seeing blitzes once in a while. That may be the toughest thing. But
good answer.
Well, let's go for a victory tomorrow night. Fireworks afterwards. So a lot of things happening, and we want to see everybody there.